You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 5th, the 29th day of May. This is Jared Moore. I'm sitting in for Mr. Sat Miller. He's got the evening off and taking care of some personal matters. I am your weekday drive time host here at Republic Broadcasting from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, here at Republic Broadcasting. Open lines. If you got a question or comment, we certainly... we got some calls here. Looks like somebody I know pretty well and another guy I've had from before had called before. The call number is 800-313-9443. Paul in Colorado. Good morning, Paul. Good afternoon. It's hard to break a habit, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah. Hi, John. How are you?
Good, good. What's in your mind, sir?
You were talking about one of my favorite subjects, and we have quite a bit of, have had quite a bit of Spetsnaz activity here in northern Colorado for about 5 years. They actually shoot at my range where I shoot.
So you've been at arm's length with these men, would it be a fair statement that they just look like regular guys you might see at the supermarket or at the hardware store?
Yeah, they've actually been, they were in my store about 3 years ago, but they kind of like to frequent the Super Walmart between Loveland and Fort Collins. They like the Big Five sporting goods stores, especially the knife sections, and we've got that out there. And it was about 3 years ago. I have a real good friends, a former police officer, and he kind of likes to hang out at that store between Fort Collins and Loveland, and he called me, and he said, I just saw four guys, Middle Eastern, all four of them had beards, two of them had shaved heads, and two of them didn't, but they all had barcodes on the left side of their neck, and... So I've got a guy that's pretty well-traveled, brain sniper, and I was asking if he'd ever seen anything like that, and he goes, oh, yeah, he said, those are Turkish prisoners that have been evaluated, psychologically evaluated, that they can operate in a military setting. And he said, but most of them are psychopaths. By and large, all of them are murderers, if not mass murderers, so we've got that here. It was about 2 years ago. I've got a good friend that his wife works at the bottom of the Poudre Canyon at a convenience store where you go up. And there was Gurkhas filling up their trucks. They actually had crossed those Gurkha swords on the side of their vehicle.
Those big knives,
vehicles.
Yeah. Those Gurkha knives have about an 18-inch blade on them, yeah.
Yeah. And so his wife told him, and so he ran up here real quick, and they were filling up with gas and getting some stuff in the store, and they were in full uniform. And, see, asked one of them, he said, well, what are you guys? And he said, his English wasn't great, but it was pretty good. He said, well, we're mercenaries. So we're kind of the Bermuda Triangle up here with foreign troops and Spetsnaz. And you can, I had a good friend that was up in Estes Park and out with the family, and they pulled into a subway there in Estes Park, Colorado, and there was three young men, pretty stout, in line and speaking Russian, and they got up to the to order their sandwiches, and they went to perfect Nebraska English just in a
right.
a split second.
And then what we call the Johnny Carson Nebraska neutral accent, right?
And the guys that shoot up, a lot of them are there are some regular troops here too, and they'll have. There'll be usually 3 to 4, but they'll have an older handler with them. And the first time they were spotted at my range, a good friend of mine is a former military armorer, and he's got a group he shoots with. And he ran back out the parking lot, jumped in his truck, called me, and said, there's a bunch of Russians at the range, so I'll call you back. And he told me, I've never seen anybody shoot a pistol like this. And after they got through shooting, and they called a ceasefire.
Well, he's never seen me shoot.
Yeah. And he goes, man, you guys shoot pretty good, are you in the military? And the older handler goes, no, we're mechanical engineers.
Oh yeah, right.
Very heavy Slavic hand. Yeah. And one of the younger ones had a rifle case, and he unzipped it. And it was, he said, it was a rifle I had never seen before, but he said it had a red star on the receiver in a really intense-looking scope. And he asked the young man, he said, does that shoot pretty good? And he goes, yeah, it shoots real well. You want to try it? He goes, sure. And they were at a 300-yard range, and so he put about 6 in the size of a half dollar mid, right square in the middle. And
At what distance? Paul? Is Paul still there? Did we lose Paul? Okay, well, Paul, we lost you. Welcome to call back, of course. Our next caller is Art off the grid. Good morning, Art. Or good afternoon, excuse me. Evening.
Hey, John. It's been a long time since you and I talked.
It's been a while. What's on your mind, sir?
This comment with Elizabeth Warren, where she's just recently come out and she says, I believe we need a constitutional amendment that protects the right to vote for every American citizen and to make sure that vote gets counted. We have a national voting, or we can have national voting, and that means getting rid of the Electoral College. Now, this ain't the first time that we've heard comments like that, but what people need to understand is there's a reason why this Electoral College was put in place, and
right.
This was thanks to the hard, diligent work of Mr. James Wilson of Philadelphia. It was his version that became Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 and 3 of the Constitution, which says each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress.
Right.
And also the 12th Amendment, which passed in...
What you're saying is historically and legally accurate on one hand. On the other, I'm going to simplify it for you here, Art, and that would be, the purpose of the Electoral College is to prevent us from becoming a democracy. That's the purpose
right.
of it, to stop us from becoming a democracy. And that's what the liberal socialist communists want, is us to become a democracy, don't they?
Right. And what people don't understand, when I hear people talk, because I've had a lot of arguments over the past few weeks with people, and I try to explain to them, look, we live in a very small rural area. Now, let's say, for example, there's a Georgia vote. This is strictly for the state of Georgia. And let's say, for example, each county has a certain number of electoral votes, and they're all based upon the same used for the national elections for like president and such. How would you feel knowing that two cities, Atlanta and Augusta alone, have enough single individual votes that if we went popular vote, their vote would simply nullify every other vote in the state? How would you feel about that? That's when it registers to them. This is the argument we need to be putting out to people to get them to understand. New York and California alone could nullify every vote.
That's right. That's right. And my friend, Professor McKinney, my Wednesday morning first hour guest, he's done the calculations to show that the vote fraud that appeared to give Hillary the majority of the popular vote actually did not happen because of the fraud. Art, we appreciate the call. We need to move along here, sir. Thank you very much. Let's see. And we go to Jeff in Georgia. Good morning, or good afternoon, evening, Jeff.
John, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm confused at what time of day it is, obviously. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I've supported my country my whole life. I'm 58, and I've supported my Department of Defense my whole adult life. But, John, it wasn't until the latter part of my adult life that I realized our republic had been hijacked. And I don't know if you've talked about this earlier. If you have, I apologize. But you know, today's the 102nd birthday of John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was murdered by, at the center of it was a criminal Jewish cartel. And I don't want to go into all that, but they had the CIA under them. They controlled the mafia through the Jewish mob. They had LBJ, they protected him from prison with the Bobby Baker and the Billy Sol Estes, all that. But here's my thing, is that it's all well and good we talk about the difference between men and women in the military. The problem is if our foreign policy is Zionist-centric and it's against the interest of our country, as John F. Kennedy thought, what does it matter almost? Since we're almost a proxy army to Israel. And if I wasn't mistaken, you're talking about Russian agents in here. The most dangerous agents in the United States are Israeli. I mean, they were the only ones. I don't know if you're with me here, but Tower 7, to me, looked like controlled demolition. And the only people that I knew that might have been looking at it were Mossad agents in an urban moving van. Our country's been hijacked, and as much as I love Donald Trump could be unknowingly working, because really his foreign policy is Zionist. It is against the interest of Western civilization, not just the United States, but all countries that are Western civilization. And also, Donald Trump has done nothing about the banking cartel that basically... they're pumping out billionaires faster than we can count, and they're consolidating power even more rapidly. Before our military, you know, we talk about changes to our military that might be necessary. Our military should be doing the interest of the American people and not the interest of a criminal cartel.
Right. What are your thoughts on that? We thank you for your call, Jeff. Let me respond to some of your comments, and thank you for your call, sir. President Trump is doing everything he can to reverse bad foreign policy, getting troops out of the Middle East, and he hasn't yet. I would not want to occupy his seat, the weight of the world literally on your shoulders. I just saw Mr. Mueller today. He looked like he was stooped from the weight of the world on his shoulders these past 2 years. I wouldn't want his job for anything. The foreign policy of this country has been wrong, wrong, wrong for decades, spanning every president we've had, going back for many decades. John Kennedy was assassinated because he did not fit in with the globalist view of what should be happening. The powers that be did not think he would get elected. They didn't take him seriously until it was too late. He was too young. He was Catholic, and he talked funny. They didn't think he'd get elected, but he did. It was Nixon's turn. Nixon was supposed to be the next president. I've heard stories. I've not yet seen evidence of Mossad agents celebrating the Building 7 come down. I have not seen evidence. If the evidence exists, I'm not aware of it. Of course, it was controlled demolition of all three buildings, the Twin Towers and Building 7. Building 7 was more obvious since no airplane hit it, and they had a few fires that some local Boy Scout troop could put out. They were so minor. But let's move on from there. We got Paul Martin is back. Paul, you're back.
Yeah, I get cut off quite a bit. But anyway, just letting the audience know, I mean, they're in Appalachia. I was talking to Steve Quayle a couple, two or three years ago, and they were actually, locals were putting signs up near Glacier National Park on the telephone pole saying there's Russians in there. I've got a customer, and his wife was in, and this guy's a photographer, and he's got a weird thing for moose, so he was up near the Cameron Pass taking pictures of moose, and he met a bunch of Russians up there, and they kicked him out. So it's just not localized here. We just have a...
They're more visible there. They're right in your face. They're not even trying to hide who they are.
No, my armor was doing a job for Larimer County Sheriff Deputy on a pistol, and they asked, and his route was from around Estes Park over to Allen's Park up in that way. And he asked him, "Have you seen Russians up there?" He says, "Oh, yeah, we see them. We don't like them." He said, "They're not very nice." And so when the guy came back to pick up his pistol about 6 weeks later, he asked him, you know, what's going on with the Russians? He said, "Well, they're starting to bring their women in now." So, they've been seen at the big malls in Denver.
Well, it sounds like they don't intend to leave if they're bringing in their women.
No. I had a friend down he was in Durango, and they were actually in uniform and driving European-style motorcycles. So a sheriff was walking down the street, and he goes, "What are these Russians doing in town?" And the officer just rolled his eyes and just kept walking. And so he walked over to him. He said, "You guys know it's a little different here than it is in Mother Russia, don't you?" And they just kind of sneered at him. But, yeah, well, we've seen them all over the state.
Well, I don't know what the Russian military does, but it's probably similar in some respects. American soldiers go overseas, and they're going to be there a short while. They call it temporary duty, TDY. And they don't bring their dependents, wives and children, with them. They simply don't do that. If they go overseas and they're going to stay for a year or more, they're called permanent party. And unless it's a combat assignment, they can bring their spouses and children with them to Italy or Germany or France or England or wherever they might be stationed as permanent party. So if these Russian soldiers are here with their wives, that tells me they're permanent party. Doesn't it tell you the same thing?
Absolutely, John. Well, anyway, I just wanted to, it's good to hear you on the air at night. So I just thought I heard you talking about one of my favorite subjects, so I just thought I'd call in.
I appreciate the call. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk privately soon. I appreciate it. Okay, next caller is Fred in Michigan. Good afternoon, evening, Fred.
Hey there, John.
Yes, sir.
The murder of JFK and RFK. Mossad has a office in CIA, Langley. And Michael Collins Piper was the one that brought that out.
Well, chances are, let me interrupt you here, chances are all of our allies, intelligence services, would have a liaison there, which would be British intelligence, German, French, Mossad, Canadian, Australian, New Zealand. They would all have a liaison desk in the CIA. Of course they would. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a couple Russian. Yeah, I cringe when I hear about the Spetsnaz scattered all about. I remember 2012, wasn't there a joint SF terrorist training op that went down for a whole frickin' week?
I believe there was. I believe there was. You want to hold on through the break, Fred?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
May. This is J.R. Moore sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller here at Republic Broadcasting. Taking questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Chance in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance. Oh, Fred, that's right. I'm sorry. We held Fred over. I apologize. Fred, it's still your turn. Well, we got a lot going on here. Go ahead.
I would have held on. Look, we need an accurate location description or tally of where these foreigner troopy boys are hanging out. John gave out it's a 202-456-1111 White House comment number. I'm going to start calling. I encourage the audience to call and make demands on that comment line relative to extricating all these foreign mercenary troops out of here. We're going to have to... Well, John, the Second Amendment, when I read that, in the context of that timeline, it was because the sovereign state republics feared an ever-increasing powerful central government, and their sovereign states would have their own dedicated militia, military folks to protect their homeland, their home turf. So we really need to get back to that. And when I see, when I hear all about this, this crap being announced. By the way, Paul did say it was a three, is either 300-yard or 300-meter rifle range.
No, shooting that small group at 300 yards, that's a one-minute of angle if you do a three-inch group at 300 yards. That's very nice accuracy, very nice.
Well, thank you. I was going to say as much. We need to get back to this, man. We really do. I'm going to start working on that. But JFK, there were two Israeli dissidents. Ari Ben-Menash authored a book entitled Israel and the Bomb. No, that was Avner Cohen. Avner Cohen, Israel and the Bomb, he openly declared that JFK's entourage that was to investigate and perhaps shut down Dimona was the reason that Mossad murdered JFK. The other guy, Ari Ben-Menash, authored a book, Prophets of War, and he declares that the Israeli intelligence commune, since its inception, has recruited Arabs and others of Jewish descent to function as terrorists in these other other locales. And then, of course, blame it on the indigenous people targeting Jewish settlements. So, you know, I hate to say it, but I think Lark in Texas is right on target when he says America's problem is the Talmudic Jewish Bar Esquire attorney enclave that populates the Supreme Court and all the other courts. They're all of the same tribal ethnicity. And when I read the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, I don't see any provision for some satanic, Judaic religious ethnicity dictating judicial policy. There is no provision for that at all. And in fact, titles of nobility are strictly prohibited.
They are.
And by the way, if you can track down Dodge and Dunn, those guys uncovered the missing 13th Amendment. The original 13th Amendment directly prohibited titles of nobility and bar esquire attorney. Those assholes didn't come into existence until the 1700s, I think. The Bank of England probably set it all up.
Right. You know, well, you made some good points there, Fred, but we do need to move on. And we do thank you for your call, sir. It's really easy to get caught up in all these historical nuances, but we got limited time. Next, we go to Chance in West Virginia. Thank you for being patient there, Chance.
That's okay. How are you, John? John,
really,
you know,
good.
One of your previous callers mentioned Nepalese Gurkha soldiers and Russian soldiers on American soil. Now, I don't know if you remember, in the early to mid-90s, the Patriot Movement made that observation, along with other observations, such as black helicopters, I don't know if you recall, detention camps being set up, and this was back in the early to mid-90s.
Right.
So now, if they were right about Nepalese Gurkha soldiers and Russian soldiers on American soil, there's a good possibility they were right about the other things, too, don't you think?
Well, first of all, the Gurkhas are part of the British Commonwealth. They have been since day one. It's an honor for somebody from that part of the world, from Nepal, to serve as a Gurkha. It gives honor to the family and financial stability because they retire with a pension, which up in those mountains is a big deal. We routinely bring foreign troops here all the time to train with us as part of our allies. You want to hold on to the break here, Chance?
Sure.
Okay, we got other people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Jared Moore here on Wednesday, late night, sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller here at the National Intelligence Report. And we've got Chance from West Virginia held over. What's continuing with your comments here, Chance?
Mr. Moore, I'm sorry. The point I'm trying to make is this observation was made by the Patriot Mullen 25 years ago. And isn't it ironic that a couple of your callers justified it? And I want to know your opinion on this, Mr. Moore. I'm starting to wonder, with all this intrigue nowadays, if the Zionists are working with the radical Muslims to bring this country down. I wonder if they're working hand in glove together.
Well,
what is your opinion?
I've seen no evidence of that, and I can't see why it would be in the interest of the people of Israel or their government to harm our government. I see no connection there whatsoever. Why? What value would there be for them to do that? Do you?
Well, to both bring down this country and control it. it's something to think about. With this issue nowadays,
that makes sense. There's no logic to that. There's no logic to that. Israel wants and needs a strong United States. To cause harm to us would be against their interests. That makes no sense at all. Chance, we need to move on here. We do thank you for your call. Next, we go to Ken in Texas. Good evening, Ken.
Sarge, how you doing there?
Hey, really good.
You know what concerns me? There's a lot of states pushing for to get rid of the Electoral College.
Well, they can. There's different referendums and things that they're doing, compacts between the states. None of it's going to affect the Constitution, Ken. It's political posturing is what it is. The only thing that can eliminate the Electoral College is a constitutional amendment, and that's not going to happen. It simply is not anytime soon, anyway.
Okay, I just hope this is not a push for another Constitutional Convention with a bunch of calls.
Constitutional conventions are a very dangerous thing. We need to avoid that at all costs.
Yep. I was down in Florida. We got Florida would draw the call, and Alabama would do the call. And now they're mad. The Constitutional Convention was taken out of their hands, and they're mad. And they don't know what to do. Randy Weaver, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, Waco. That's all political pus to me.
Okay. Well, some good comments there, Ken. Anything else?
I got a lot of other stuff, you know.
Well, we got limited time if you want to make one more comment before we move on.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it. Next, we go to, it says 11 Robert, California. It sounds like a code name. 11 Robert, good evening.
I never had it before.
You're breaking up here. You're breaking up here, Robert. Start over.
That was a good boat.
We got a really bad connection for some reason. If you're on a cell phone, you need to get to where you got a solid connection, sir. Yeah, we need to. My engineer will work with you to try to get you back on where we got a good solid connection. You sound like you're underwater there, quite frankly. Yes. I don't know what good calling the White House switchboard would do. If it makes you feel better to ask them to remove the Russian Spetsnaz from our country, by all means, make the call. I'm not sure what effect it would have, any consequence. I think you're far better off. If you want to do that, go ahead. But I think what would help a lot would be to educate the sheriff of your county as to this risk. Now, if your sheriff of your county would agree to listen to my show the second hour last Wednesday, the first 90 minutes last Thursday, we're going to have it linked to my website so it's easy for anybody to listen to it. If they listen to that 2.5 hours with an open mind, your county sheriff may be convinced to the point where your county sheriff may look into this a little deeper on his own. There probably are some female sheriffs around the country. I don't know that for a fact, but on his or her own, and look into it. My private sources tell me there's 8,000 different locations with Russian Spetsnaz in the United States. There's about 3,300 counties in this country, which easily translates into one per county if they choose to go that route. I'm personally familiar with three locations of Russian Spetsnaz in Missouri. I've been to two of them. The third one, I know where it is. I just haven't been there yet. Is there one in your county, ladies and gentlemen? Is there? How would you know? How would you tell? These are Caucasian men, speak perfect English. They're going to have a good cover story. They're going to have a good reason for being where they are. That will make sense. That won't raise any red flags. So how can you tell? Look for something that doesn't make sense. That's the only thing I can suggest. One location I'm aware of, they dug out the side of a hill and built a 6,000 to 8,000 square foot, mostly underground building, mostly underground, with a very clever cover story, by the way, very clever. just outside the city limits of the city that they're near, which means no city jurisdiction for building permits or inspections or anything of that nature. And a great cover story. So it won't be easy. It's possible your local sheriff already knows about Russian Spetsnaz being in his or her county. That possibility exists. They're not going to tell you unless you're pretty close to the sheriff. They're probably not going to reveal that information to somebody coming in off the street, even if they are one of their constituents. We got a caller on hold here. We got Roseanne in Texas. Good evening, Roseanne.
Hi, I'm Roxanne, but that's okay. No problem. Remember last week Jerry Nadler was over with the Blasio over in New York?
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio is kind of a joke running for president, but go ahead there, Roxanne.
Oh, please, yes. One of his assistants just got, I think, 3 years for child porn yesterday or today. I can't remember the date. But very sad people, or very nasty even. But what a couple of doctors, I'm in the medical field, but I talked to a couple. We're kind of going with what happened to Jerry Nadler was a complex seizure. Where the guy didn't faint or pass out. He just he didn't know where he was.
He kind of nodded over and was disoriented. Yeah, and a lot of people saw the video. De Blasio thought he might be dehydrated, which he may have been. I don't know.
That's a complex, most likely because you have to do an MRI to validate that. But what I'm saying is these people are running very scared. Their bodies are giving up. Look at Dianne Feinstein. She's 85. She has eye festoons. That's a kidney failure. And we need term limits because these people are so indoctrinated by their handlers. And it's got to end.
Well, we went through this, Roxanne, in Missouri, and we implemented term limits for our state reps and state senators, and it turned out to be a massive mistake because we not only got rid of the people we wanted to, but we got rid of the people we wanted to keep as well.
Right.
So I think the best term limits are at the ballot box. That's the best place for term limits is at the ballot box. You get to keep the good people and hopefully get support to get rid of the ones you want to get rid of.
And then real briefly on the whole Mueller, all of this impeachment stuff, that's for what, high crimes and misdemeanors?
That's right.
So the House can rule on it, and, you know, what court's going to take that, number one? So even if it gets to, what, Supreme Court, they're going to say this is a political question, not a legal one. So you can't, you're not going to be able to appeal that, and this Judge Napolitano is, you know, somebody pulled him aside by the
There's a tiff between Napolitano and Trump. I don't recall what the genesis of it was, but for whatever reason, Napolitano dislikes Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, rumor innuendo was he wanted to be on Supreme Court, and, you know. But I'll let you get to your next caller. And
well, we don't have a next caller, Roxanne. If you have another comment, you're welcome to make it.
Well, okay. Well, let's go back to this dossier. Okay, it goes right up to Queen Elizabeth. The whole made-up nonsense is Richard Dearlove. They call him Sir. I don't call Sirs and Queens. I think that's all nonsense, but that's what people call each other. But Dearlove was a handler of Helfler. Helfler, out of Italy, was a handler out of Christopher Steele, out of UK. Christopher Steele won't say anything about the dossier, but he will talk about Clinton. So there's a little bit of sunshine in all this. You're in a sewer. And the rats are blocking the sewer. It's just so involved.
Well, Roxanne, the attorney appointed by our Attorney General, Mr. Barr, the attorney appointed to look into this has an excellent reputation of being a bulldog to go after the truth. And
yes.
I can't say when he's going to complete his investigation. I would love to be part of it, by the way. This investigation will exonerate Donald Trump and hopefully end up with some indictments of high-level Democrats.
Well, I hope it exonerates the U.S. because Britain has been controlling the U.S. for so long. And most people don't want to hear this. We think we're free. We're not. We're under Britain. And it's a very big problem. And I've got all...
There's strong arguments can be made for that, and it's backed up by very significant documentation. I typically don't get into it myself, but there is strong argument backed up by documentation to back up what you're saying.
Yes, sir. I've done it. I've done some of it. It's massive, and it's like a punch in the gut all the time.
Well, it's basically follow the money, and that's how you get your answers,
yes.
Right, Roxanne?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank
okay,
you.
Roxanne, thank you. We appreciate the call. And next we go to Pat in Texas. Good evening, Pat.
Hi there. I appreciate you and all you've been doing over there with Pastor Begley and Nibiru. I appreciate
you. You're welcome. Were you in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago, Pat?
No,
were you
no,
with us?
No, but I've been following okay. You guys, and I wish I could have been there. But I wanted to say that I really... something's got under my skin here in Texas, and it just slipped up on me, and it wasn't in the paper, it wasn't anywhere. But they are now you're signing the roll book when you go to vote electronically, and there's no poll list. Can you imagine?
Well, my polling place does it the same way they did it in 1930. Nothing's changed. But I guess a lot of electronics are getting involved. That's unfortunate because it's easily manipulated, isn't it, Pat?
Well, yeah. I mean, we say we want a paper ballot. Well, what difference does it make when you have to sign your name to electronically? And who knows what paper ballot they might could put that on.
Well, the paper ballots counted at the precinct. That's the second part of it. Paper ballots counted at the precinct where you've got representatives of the Republicans and the Democrats doing the counting. That's the best, that's as good as it gets. Granted, there could be issues and fraud, but that's as good as it gets as far as having a free and fair election there, Pat.
Well, you need poll watchers. You really do.
Well, of course. And if you can have them, that makes it even better. And you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I know they do it. You check in the hospital sometimes for surgery. I know they do it for driver's license and identification, you know. But, boy, I really don't trust that sort of thing. And I talked to Laura Presley, and she says it's harder to even count. It's harder to even check to see if they count them right than ever.
I bet. I bet.
Never ends a battle. And if you don't vote, the way I look at it, don't complain. If you didn't vote against Trump, don't complain about it.
Absolutely. Pat, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I was in the Philippines, it's been 7-8 years ago. I did a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines. And it was a nice lunch and a very nice home, of course, very elegant home with servants taking care of serving all the food, preparing the food. There was a medical doctor there who spent 6 months a year in the United States making more money than he ever dreamed of, and 6 months in his home country helping his home people. His native homeland. And he took me aside. He says, John, we're getting electronic voting machines here in the Philippines. He was so proud that the Philippines was getting into the modern technology for our voting machines, electronic voting machines. And I said, Doc, please, if you got any, these people on a first-name basis with the president of the Philippines. Doc, if you got any pull at all, see if you can stop that. Seriously. The safest way to have free and fair elections, Doctor, is paper ballots counted at the precinct. And Pat is absolutely right. Poll watchers certainly help with that. Now, we don't always have poll watchers out in my county. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But they do make sure that there's always representatives of both parties at every polling place. That's one thing they make sure of, that there's Republican representatives and Democratic representatives at each polling place working as poll workers. So, granted, as I said earlier, there could be fraud. Yes, even with paper ballots counted at the precinct, of course there could be fraud. Anytime human beings are involved, things could go wrong. But when it comes to having the best protections overall, nationwide, that's the way to do it. Paper ballots counted at the precinct. Now, I know there's referendums and proposals and so forth in different states attempting to get that statewide in many of the 50 states. I don't know about all 50, but many of the 50 states, there's been diligent attempts to get that to take place. Paper ballots counted at the precinct. Now, there's an effort that's worthwhile, that's worthy of your time, worthy of your effort, and maybe donating a little money to have that become the law of the land in your state. Paper ballots counted at the precinct. The liberals, the communists, Democrats don't like that. They want voting machines, electronic voting machines. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Somehow I'll return again to you.
J.R. Moore sitting in for Mr. Stapmiller here on Republic Broadcasting on Wednesday, the 29th of May. Getting close to the end of the show here. We had a lot of good calls. It was a lot of fun visiting here and helping Mr. Stapmiller out so he could have a personal night off. And, of course, my show is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central here at Republic Broadcasting. Tomorrow morning I'll have my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page on with me the first hour. We'll have the second hour, the first half hour, we'll have our economics advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt, on with us. And then that last half hour, we'll have open lines again. Friday morning on my show, the first hour, we have my friend Tom Berryhill talking about emergency survival communications and how ham radio can help save your life. The second hour, we have my physician, my wife's personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, on with us. We'll be talking about health-related matters. If you like what you hear here in Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a financial donation. A regular financial donation monthly would help a lot. It's a struggle to keep this network on the air. Mrs. Stapmiller's done a yeoman's job, quite frankly, of keeping this radio station, this network on the air, these many years, and it's fun being part of it. We're like a family. We really are. I was in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago on that speaking engagement with Reverend Paul Begley, and we had people from all over the country that listened to me on Republic Broadcasting, and it's very gratifying to know that I'm having an impact on people's lives, very positive impact, that Republic Broadcasting is having a positive impact on people's lives. And people are making major life decisions and major changes in their life, and their where they live, their place of employment, because of things they've heard on the John Moore Show and things they've heard on Republic Broadcasting. It's very, very gratifying and very satisfying to have that happen, and it's fun to be part of it. And I'm so grateful for all of you that listen. And it's been quite a journey for me, and very gratifying journey for me to be part of Republic Broadcasting all these years. And I'm grateful for Mr. Stapmiller to give me the opportunity to have this show on Republic Broadcasting. I've learned a lot from Mr. Stapmiller, and learned a lot about radio these past years being on here, and continue to do so. I have no intention of giving up anytime soon. So the call to be here to substitute came just a few hours before the show came on. So I made a couple of phone calls so I could do this, and here I am. And I'm glad that I was able to help Mr. Stapmiller out with his situation and give him the night off. Do your homework. Don't take my word for it. Do your own independent homework. Reach your own conclusions. Look for solid evidence. Not make-believe evidence, but solid, verifiable evidence to support whatever it is that you're reading or studying about. That's very important. It is. Well, that's it for the evening. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back on the air at 0800 Central Time. Have a good evening.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.